From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama will lead a meeting of the United Nations Security Council today, the first time a U.S. president has led a summit-level gathering at the U.N. The topic will be nuclear nonproliferation. Mr. Obama and other leaders from the world's 20 biggest economies will gather tonight in Pittsburgh. They're expected to discuss the latest on the global economic slowdown and steps they can take together to prevent another financial collapse. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The world's economic situation has improved considerably since the last G20 meeting back in April. At that time, there was still a fear the world might be tumbling into a deep depression. Now, the talk is more likely to focus on how quickly and strongly the recovery will occur. Even so, the Obama administration says the Pittsburgh summit is not intended as a victory lap. Leaders will be talking about steps towards building a more sustainable economy. Those include new financial regulation and possible curbs on executive pay. U.S. leaders are also eager to talk about rebalancing the world's economy so big exporters like China consume more of their own goods and free-spending American consumers learn to save more. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Pittsburgh.
U.S. military leaders are endorsing the assessment of the top commander in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal. It says the mission there will likely fail without more troops and other resources. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen, and the head of U.S. Central Command, General David Petraeus, both support the assessment that says more U.S. forces are needed. The endorsements will carry significant weight as the president weighs his strategy for Afghanistan. General Petraeus, speaking at a conference in Washington, says he's well aware the debate in Washington has reached, as he puts it, a considerable degree of intensity.
I know that there are several meetings, for example, multi-hour meetings planned for over the next 2 weeks.
Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Robert Gates is still undecided on whether the U.S. should send more troops. That's according to Pentagon spokesman Jeff Morrell, who says the secretary's thinking is, quote, still evolving. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
Three suspects in a broad terrorism investigation are heading into court today in New York City and Denver. There will be detention hearings for a Colorado airport shuttle driver, Najib Ulazazi, and his father. In New York City, an imam, Ahmad Afzali, will have a hearing. The FBI says all three lied to investigators looking into a possible plot to detonate homemade bombs. Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick plans to name an interim successor to the late Senator Edward Kennedy today. Yesterday, the state legislature approved a bill changing state law to let Patrick make the temporary appointment. A special election is scheduled for January 19th. This is NPR News. The Federal Reserve has sounded an upbeat note on the economy. The Fed also kept interest rates unchanged at historically low levels during its most recent meeting ending yesterday. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
The Fed said that economic activity has, quote, picked up following its severe downturn. The statement also pointed to improvements in the housing market and financial markets. Nariman Baravesh is chief economist of IHS Global Insight. He says the Fed also signaled that it's going to start to wean the economy off of some of the life support measures that it's had in place.
Look, we've done some pretty bold, dramatic, unorthodox things. We're going to be winding those down.
For example, the Fed says it will slowly start to reduce its purchases of mortgage-backed securities. But Baravesh doesn't expect that to result in any big changes in interest rates anytime soon. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
Japan's Nikkei stock index closed nearly 2% higher today after a three-day holiday break, catching up with gains earlier this week on other Asian markets. But outside of Japan today, markets throughout Asia closed lower with investors cautious about the U.S. economic outlook. The dollar fell in value against other currencies. In the U.S., despite the Federal Reserve's upbeat assessment of the economy and its decision to leave low interest rates where they are, stocks declined yesterday. A wildfire some 40 miles northwest of Los Angeles is moving through some small communities and now covers more than 25 square miles. Firefighters have been trying to keep rural homes, ranches, orchards, and avocado groves safe. They don't expect to contain the fire until Saturday. About 1,000 homes were considered threatened near the city of Moore Park. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.